我今日正道嘅题目系使人和睦的人有福了，第十九讲。
Today's sermon topic is Blessed are the peacemakers, part 19.
我哋再一次将以弗所书二章十三节同心去读出嚟。
Let us once again read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. Let us pray.
慈爱天父，我哋同心感谢赞美你。
Dear merciful Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
我哋原本系群与神隔绝嘅人。
We were people who were alienated from God.
如今却在基督耶稣里。靠着主的宝血，能够一生一世住在基督耶稣里。
But now we are in Christ Jesus. Through the precious blood of the Lord, we can dwell in the Lord Jesus Christ all the days of our life.
天父啊，我哋感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
愿主的宝血再一次洁净我哋。
May the precious blood of the Lord once again cleanse us.
愿主的灵亲自光照我哋。
May the Spirit of the Lord Himself enlighten us.
照明我哋心中的眼睛。
To enlighten the eyes of our heart.
以致我哋看喺基督耶稣里。有何等丰盛的荣耀
？So that we can see how abundant is the glorious praise.
主啊，帮助我哋。
Lord, help us.
同心感恩，仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 在人类的历史当中，直到如今
，throughout human history until now，
有一种嘅境况。很多人都得不到一个正确的答案。
There is a situation. A lot of people cannot attain the correct answer.
就是由亚当夏娃开始直到如今。
Since the time of Adam and Eve until now.
有一种的现象一直在人类的历史当中发生。
There is a phenomenon which has been existing in the entire human history.
就是一方面这个世界越来越进步。
On the one hand, this world is progressing.
无论军事好。
Whether it's about the military forces.
科技好
or in technology,
经济好
or in economy,
教育好
or in education,
文化好
or in civilization,
生活水平好
or the level of the living standard,
人的生活享受好
or the enjoyments of life,
都一直在进步当中
they have been improving.
这个是人无可推诿的。
This is something that we cannot deny.
咁如果喺咁嘅境况之下咧
，and also in this situation，
人就好容易咁样谂啦。
People will tend to think like this。
人生应该越嚟越幸福啊。
Life should be more and more blessed。
人应该越嚟越开心快乐啊。
Men should feel happier and happier。
但事实上唔系咁。
But in fact, it's not like that。
我哋发觉一种好反常嘅现象出现咗。
We can see that there's something which is counterintuitive。
社会越进步的时候
，the more the society is progressing，
人生竟然越来越痛苦
，unimaginably life is more and more painful，
越来越多的伤害和打击
，there is more and more hurt and destruction，
人生越来越多的冲击和挑战
，there are more and more challenges in life，
这种情况在整个人类历史当中一路发生着
，this situation has been happening throughout all history，
而且个情况越来越严重
，and also the situation is getting more and more serious，
我好记得在五六十年代的时候
Remember that in the 50s and 60s,
在社会一穷二白的时候呢
when a lot of people were very poor,
有一种情况会发生
there was this situation.
就是在那个时候人是求生的
At that time, people strived for survival.
人竭尽所能求生
They made all efforts to strive for survival.
无论在第一次世界大战、第二次世界大战
whether it was during the First World War or the Second World War,
在艰难困苦的境况之下
when they were in very difficult situation and in hardship.
人求生存。
They were seeking survival.
但今日嚟到呢个世代。
But now, when we come to this age,
乜都有啦。
We have everything.
社会越来越进步。
The society is progressing.
我哋人嘅生活享受越来越好。
We have more and more enjoyments in life.
但我哋发觉好多人正在求死。
But we find that a lot of people are seeking death.
根据一个数字嘅统计。
According to some statistics.
喺呢几十年。
In these few decades,
人的自殺率 越来越高。
The rate of suicide has been climbing up.
在最先进的国家。
They happen in the more advanced countries.
在生活享受最高的国家。
In countries where they enjoy a lot of enjoyments in life.
竟然是自杀率最高的地方。
Unimaginably, these are the countries where suicidal rates are the highest.
真是不可想象。
This is unimaginable.
为什么这么反常？
Why is this so contrary to logic?
还有一种现象。
And also, there's another phenomenon.
就是我们发觉人的生命的质素。
We find that the quality of people's life,
随着这个世界越来越进步，
following the advancement of the society,
人的生命的质素越来越降下。
The quality of the life of man become lower and lower.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道大家有没有发现一个现象。
I don't know if you have noticed this phenomenon.
在过去人类的世代当中，
in the previous generations,
当一些人出来宣讲讲圣洁、讲公义、讲仁爱。
When some people came out to proclaim, they were proclaiming holiness, righteousness, and love.
讲真理、讲信实。
When they proclaimed the truth and faithfulness.
讲忠诚、讲简朴。
When they were proclaiming simplicity of life and honesty.
讲感恩、讲知足。
And when they were proclaiming thanksgiving and contentment.
听的人呢？都会尊重讲的人所讲论的内容。
Those who listened, they would respect the contents of the person who proclaimed this.
虽然可能做不到。
Although they could not do it.
但他觉得这些是对的。
They felt that this was something which was right.
甚至乎自己做不到的时候，他会觉得有羞愧。
Or even when they could not do it.They would feel ashamed.
哦，弟兄们，但是来到这个世代啊。
But brothers and sisters, when we come to this age,
如果当我们仍然讲圣洁、公义、仁爱的时候，
If we still proclaim holiness, righteousness, and love,
当你讲信实、真理的时候，
When we talk about faithfulness and the truth,
当我们讲忠诚、感恩、知足的时候，
When we talk about honesty, contentment, and thanksgiving,
当我们说要讲简朴的生活的时候，
When we talk about simplicity of life,
我等着会在这个世代的人呢，开始不明白你所讲。
Then people in this age,They start to not understand what you're talking about.
甚至乎觉得你是精神病。
Or even they will feel that you are crazy.
因为刚才所描述的词汇呢，
Because the vocabulary that we just mentioned.
在我们的年轻一代的生命当中，
When we were still young.
在他们成长的过程当中呢，
Or when they are growing up.
已经完全的缺乏。
They have been lacking.
啊，还有一样情况是很严重。
And also there's another very serious situation.
以前当当人类犯罪作恶的时候呢，
Some time ago when people were sinning and did evil,
当人放纵私欲的时候呢，
When they indulge in their sinful desires,
人会感觉羞耻，
People would feel ashamed,
人会隐藏自己，
They would try to conceal,
但是来到这个世代呢，当人犯罪作恶，
But when we come to this age,When people sin and do evil,
当人放纵私欲的时候呢，
When people indulge their sinful desires,
变成是光明正大，
They start to do it openly,
理直气壮，
They feel self-righteous in doing that,
是理所当然，
It is something reasonable.
弟兄们，我们实在不明白。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, we don't understand.
如果我们真的有思想的话，
If we still have thoughts,
我们没办法明白为什么这种反常的现象一直一直的出现。
We cannot understand why this unreasonable situation continue to exist.
而且越来越严重。
And also, it's becoming more and more serious.
当我们打开圣经的时候呢，
When we open the Bible,
我们就找到答案。
Then we can find the answer.
原来原因只有一个。
There is only one reason.
因为在整个人类的历史世代当中呢，
Because throughout the entire human history,
人都活在世界里。
People live in the world.
活在世界里面的同义词是什么呢？
And what is the synonym of living in the world?
就是活在撒旦的权势之下。
It means they live under the dominion of Satan.
在撒旦的迷惑、搅扰、破坏之下过紧我们的人生。
Under the scheme and destruction of Satan, we are living our lives.
而随着这个世界即将要结束的时候呢，
And as the world is coming to an end,
魔鬼撒旦更加疯狂的作工。
The devil Satan is working at a faster pace.
更多的迷惑，更多的搅扰。
There is more deception and destruction from him.
更多的破坏。
There will be more destruction.
所以我们会看到人类的历史是一路一路的每况愈下。
Therefore, we can see that the human history is the situation is going down.
在撒旦的破坏之下呢
？Under the destruction of Satan,
人越来越无真理。
Men will start to lose the truth.
人的生命的质素越来越降下。
The quality of their life will start to go down.
人的思想观念越来越扭曲。
The thoughts and the perception become more and more distorted.
人的生活行事为人越来越偏差。
And the way they conduct themselves become more and more deviated.
于是自然这个世界就带来痛苦伤害越来越多。
Therefore, naturally, there will be a lot of pain and hurt being brought to the world.
罪恶亦都越来越多
，and sin would become more rampant。
所以人活喺黑暗、痛苦同埋绝望当中。
Therefore, men live in pain, darkness, and despair。
更加悲哀系乜嘢咧
？But what is more woeful？
喺世界里无神。
In this world, there is no God。
缺乏咗神嘅恩典、怜悯、保守、看顾。
They lack the mercy, love, protection, and care of God。
人靠自己嘅意志能力面对我哋咁嘅人生。
People have to face their life through their own willpower。
最后，绝大部分嘅人成为劳苦。担重担的人
At the end, most of the people become people who are weary and burdened.
但当我们打开圣经的时候，我们又发现了一件事情。
But when we open the Bible, we find out this thing.
这位神是何等有恩典、有怜悯、有丰盛慈爱的神。
How merciful and gracious God he is, and who is abounding in love.
主耶稣竟然藉着十字架上的牺牲，为我们预备了一个基督类的人生。
Through the sacrifice on the cross,The Lord Jesus Christ has prepared a life which is in Christ Jesus.
所以我们又发现一种很反常的现象。
Therefore, we can also observe this situation.
在这个世界里面的时候，我们发觉越来越堕落，越来越败坏。
In this world, we find that people are getting more and more depraved.
人的生命质素越来越扭曲。
The quality of life becomes more and more distorted.
这个世界里面有一群人。
There is a community in this world.
被称为是基督。耶稣里的人
They are called the people who are in Christ Jesus.
他们同样活在这个世界
Similarly, they live in this world.
他们同样面对很多的冲击和挑战
Similarly, they have to face a lot of attacks and hardships.
但他们竟然在这个世界里面好像明光照耀一样
But in this world, they shine like the bright stars in the sky.
虽然遇到冲击
Although they face hardships.
虽然有挑战有艰难
Although they have challenges and difficulties
但是因为有生命的质素
Because of the quality of their life
有真理
Because they have the truth
有神的慈爱
They have the love of God
有神的同在
They have the presence of God
有神的安慰
They have the comfort from God
有神的保守看顾
They have the protection and care from God
有神的引导
They have the guidance from God
竟然过一个痛而不苦的人生
Unimaginably, they live in this world which is full of hardship, but they do not have the pain.
竟然过一个丰盛的人生。
They have an abundant life.
竟然过一个叫自己蒙恩、别人蒙福的人生。
They have a life which is blessed and which brings blessings to others.
哦，真系不可思议。
This is inconceivable.
哦，弟兄姊妹，求赐人智慧启示的灵。让我们真的能够掌握这方面的真理
May the spirit which gives wisdom and revelation help us to grasp this truth
这个世界里面有两个属灵境况
In this world there are two scenarios of spiritual situation
是我们可以抉择的
This is something that we can choose
生活在世界里
Whether we live in this world
又或生活在主基督耶稣里
Or we live in the Lord Christ Jesus.
两种截然不同的人生
Two completely different kinds of life.
一个是诗篇二十三篇的人生
One is the life that is as described in Psalm 23.
一个是耶利米哀歌的人生
One is like what is described in the Lamentations.
给我们有得抉择
We have the choice.
当我们讲到这里的时候
When we come to this point,
我们必须更进入一个真理 里面。
We must go one step further to this level of truth.
就是怎样能够在基督耶稣里。
How can we remain in Christ Jesus?
我发觉神去建立我们的时候，他真的按部就班。
I realized that when God builds us up, it is step by step.
先讲和睦的恩典。
First of all, we talk about the grace of peace.
再讲和睦的人。
And then talk about the people who are peaceful.
更进一步与神和睦的人。
And then we go one step further, those who are reconciled to God.
更进一步讲在主基督耶稣里。过我们的人生。
And then one step further in Christ Jesus to live our lives.
弟兄们，你和我都活在这个世界上。
Brothers and sisters, we all live in this world.
如果我们都能够掌握这个真理的时候呢，
If we can all grasp this truth,
我们必须作出一个抉择。
We must make this choice.
究竟活在世界里，定活在基督耶稣里。
Whether we live in the world or in Christ Jesus.
我们都必须思想。
We must reflect on this.
今日究竟我们活在世界里，
Today, whether we live in this world,
定活在基督耶稣里，
or in Christ Jesus,
我们更加要思想，
we must also ponder,
怎样能够一直活在基督耶稣里，
how we can constantly remain in Christ,
这样就很有意思了，
then it is very meaningful.
但当我们说要在基督耶稣里的时候呢，
but when we talk about remaining in Christ,
有一段经文就对我们非常重要，
there is a passage which is very important to us.
我盼望弟兄姊妹留意约翰福音十三章结尾的部分，直到约翰福音第十七章。
I hope you can pay attention to John 13 to John 17.
那几章经文是主耶稣基督上十字架之前。
These few chapters of the Bible were is about the time before the Lord Jesus up on the cross.
向每一个属神的儿女作出的劝勉和教导。
It was the teaching and exhortation from the Lord Jesus Christ to all the children of God.
当中有提醒，有安慰。
Within it, we can find reminder and comfort.
其中在约翰福音第十五章一到十节呢，
and also in John chapter 15, verse 1 to 10,
详细讲论了有关于在基督耶稣里的真理。
It is written in detail the truth about being in Christ Jesus.
如果当我们能够掌握，能够实践的话呢，
If we can grasp it and put it into practice,
我们就能够一生活在基督耶稣里。
Then we can remain in Christ Jesus all the days of our life.
以致到我们不会在世界里面面对很多的痛苦和伤害。
So that we won't have to face a lot of hurts and pain in the world.
亦都不知道在罪恶过犯当中。
And so that we won't live in sin and transgressions.
我和大家看看这段的经文。
Let us read this passage.
新约圣经约翰福音十五章一到十节。
The New Testament book of John, chapter 15.Verses 1 to 10.
我们一起将这十节经文读出来先。
Let us read together.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能作什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
I am the true vine, and my father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. Brothers and sisters, after reading these 10 verses, we will realize this. If you can grasp and put into practice these 10 verses, then all the days of our life, we certainly will live in Christ Jesus. But on contrary, if we cannot grasp and put into practice these 10 verses, then all the days of our lives, we certainly live in this world. Different people have different kinds of life. Brothers and sisters, this does not happen by chance.
首先有没有真理?
First of all, whether we have the truth.
有了真理而实践的人，就真系有福了。
Those who have the truth and put it into practice, they are truly blessed.
我们能够一生一世在基督耶稣里过我们的人生。
Then all the days of our life, we can live in Christ Jesus.
你留意在基督里这个词汇总共出现了12次。
Pay attention to the fact that in Christ Jesus, this vocabulary has been repeated 10 times.
所以如果我们当说我们要追求在基督里面过我们人生的话，
therefore, if we want to pursue to live in Christ Jesus,
这段经文我们必须去认识，
then we should know this passage.
必须去了解，
we should try to understand it.
也都必须去实践，
and we should put it into practice.
因为这段经文最终极就是教导我们怎样能够持守在基督耶稣里。
Because the ultimate point of this passage is to help us understand how to remain in Christ.
但当我们说要持守在基督耶稣里的时候呢，
but if we want to strive to remain in Christ,
我们今天会首先思想关乎在基督里的三方面的真理。
Then we have to put our thoughts in three aspects of truth about remaining in Christ.
第一方面呢，就在基督耶稣里是神的恩典。
First of all, to remain in Christ is a blessing from God.
但同时是人的责任。
But at the same time, it's a duty of man.
第二方面的真理是什么呢？
What is the second aspect of truth?
当我们不在基督耶稣里的时候，
when we are not in Christ Jesus,
就必然在
then certainly we are in the world.
第三方面提醒我们什么呢？
What does the third aspect remind us?
不单要在基督耶稣里，
not only should we be in Christ Jesus,
还要常在基督耶稣里，
but we should constantly remain in Christ Jesus.
为什么我们首先要掌握这三方面的真理呢？
Why do we first of all have to grasp these three aspects of truth?
因为唯有当我们这样掌握之后呢， 我们才有个动力。
Because only when we grasp them, then we have the motivation.
我们才有个动机 去怎样追求在基督耶稣里过我的人生。
Then we have the motive to pursue to live in Christ Jesus.
我们先来看第一方面。
First of all, let us look at the first aspect.
在基督耶稣里是神的恩典。
In Christ Jesus is grace from God.
留意15章的经文第一节讲什么？
What does the first verse tell us?
那里讲我是真葡萄树。
It tells us that I am the true vine.
我父是栽培的。 嘅人。
And my father is the gardener.
耶稣基督用葡萄树比喻人喺基督耶稣里。
The Lord Jesus Christ used the vine to as a metaphor people to live in Him.
当我哋蒙恩归主嘅时候咧
，After our conversion to Christ，
我哋就成为葡萄树上嘅枝子。
We become branches to the true vine.
我哋就喺基督耶稣里开始我哋嘅人生。
We start our lives in Christ Jesus.
但耶稣基督讲咗一句非常重要嘅说话。
But the Lord Jesus Christ also proclaims this very important statement.
我父是栽培嘅人。
My father is the gardener.
意思系乜嘢咧
？What does that mean？
能够喺基督耶稣里过我哋嘅人生。完完全全是慈爱天父的恩典。
To be able to live our lives in Christ Jesus is completely grace from the heavenly, merciful Heavenly Father.
世界上没有一个人凭自己的意志。
There is no one in the world that through his own willpower,
凭自己的决心，
from his determination,
凭自己的能力，
from his strength,
凭自己的善行，
from his good deeds,
能够在基督耶稣里，
can remain in Christ Jesus.
没
有。
No. 完完全全没有一个人能够。
No one can do it.
除非在创世以先，神已经拣选了我们。
Unless before the creation of the world, God has chosen us.
除非主耶稣基督亲自来寻找拯救我们。
Unless the Lord Jesus came Himself to seek and find us.
除非圣灵亲自来感动光照我们。
Unless the Holy Spirit Himself comes to enlighten and move us.
除非圣灵赐给我们信主和悔改的心。
Unless the Holy Spirit gives us the heart to repent and put our faith in the Lord.
否则世界上没有一个人会真正信主耶稣基督。
Otherwise, no one in the world can truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道在今天这个世界界里面基督信仰一个最令人感慨的事情。
Brothers and sisters, you know about a very lamentable fact about the Christian faith in this age.
很多人被人用人的方法、人的理性去误导。
A lot of people are misguided by people using human ways and human methods.
以为信得主。
They think that they have been converted to Christ.
其实从来没有信过。
But they have never been so.
因为只是用人的理性、人的知识知识人的智慧作出决定。
Because they only have made a decision using human wisdom and human rationale.
标成安宁是活的，其实是死的。
So superficially they seem to be alive, but in fact they are dead.
但第一节经文给我们很清楚的启示。
But the first verse gives us very clear revelation.
能够成为天父上帝的儿女。
To become the children of the Heavenly Father.
能够活在基督耶稣里。
To be able to live in Christ Jesus
是神白白的恩典。
It is a free gift and grace from God.
我们不配得，但神却赐了给我们。
We are not worthy of it, but God has given it to us.
在我们一生活着的时候呢，
In all the days of our life,
神来寻找我们。
God has come to seek us.
神来呼唤我们。
God has come to call us.
神来感动光照我们。
God has come to move us and enlighten us.
神来拯救了我们。
God has come to save us.
所以一方面在基督耶稣里是神白白的恩典。
Therefore, on the one hand, it is a free gift from God for us to be in Christ Jesus.
但是弟兄姊妹，经文不只是停留在第一节。
But the passage does not only stop at verse 1.
当讲到在基督耶稣里的时候呢，
When it talks about remaining in Christ Jesus,
在经文的第四节和第九节出现两个词汇。
In verse 4 and verse 9, we can find this word.
就是你们要。
You have to do this.
弟兄姊妹，这个就非常宝贵的提醒。
This is a very precious reminder.
能够成为葡萄树上的枝子。
To become branches on the vine.
能够开始生活在基督耶稣里。
To start to live in Christ Jesus.
是神白白的恩典。
It is a free gift from God.
但如果要持守在基督耶稣里的时候呢，却有人当尽的责任。
But to constantly remain in Christ Jesus, there is a duty of man.
所以主耶稣基督讲完又讲。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ repeatedly tells us this.
你们要常在我里面。
Remain in me.
你们要就是人当尽的责任。
This is a duty of man.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个俾我哋非常宝贵嘅提醒。
This gives us very precious reminder.
当我因信耶稣基督，我喺基督耶稣里啦。
After our conversion, we are in Christ Jesus.
原来只系一个起点嚟嘅啫。
This is only a starting point.
由嗰时开始到我离世之前呢段日子咧。
From that point on until the day I leave the world.
我必须持守喺基督耶稣里过我嘅人生。
I must remain in Christ Jesus to live my entire life.
我先能够享受到喺基督耶稣里丰盛嘅恩典。
Then I can enjoy the abundant grace for being in Christ Jesus.
神嘅恩典从来冇排除咗人嘅责任。
The grace of God does not rule out the duty of man.
十字架嘅恩典救恩系白白嘅。
The salvation on the cross is a free gift to us.
但如果要我喺一生一世享受呢份嘅恩典嘅时候咧
，But for us to enjoy this grace all the days of our lives，
却有人当尽嘅责任。
There is duty of man，
就系我哋要竭力追求、持守、生活喺基督耶稣里。
That means we have to pursue with all efforts to remain living in Christ Jesus。
其实圣经俾我哋好多个咁嘅例子。
The Bible has given us a lot of such examples。
由亚当夏娃开始。
From the point of Adam and Eve，
神有丰盛嘅恩典临到佢哋身上。
God has abundant grace on them。
但系佢哋有当尽嘅责任。
But they had the duty of man。
当佢哋放弃咗自己嘅责任嘅时候咧
，When they abandoned their responsibilities，
佢哋就喺恩典当中失落。
They were lost in grace。
以色列民族亦都一样。
It is the same with the Israelites。
离开埃及为奴之地是神白白的恩典。
They could leave the land of captivity in Egypt. It was a grace from God.
神降十灾。
God sent down 10 plagues.
神藉着逾越节被杀的羔羊。
Through the lamb who was slain for the Passover.
神叫红海分开。
God caused the Red Sea to be parted.
全部是神的恩典。
They were all examples of grace from God.
但要横过约旦河。
But to go across the Jordan River.
进入神的应。
To enter into the promised land of God.
进入一个流奶与蜜之地。
To enter a place where milk and honey overflow.
进入迦南地。
To enter the land of Canaan.
以色列民族必须有当尽的责任。
The Israelites had the duty.
但是当他们不尽自己的责任的时候呢
？But if they did not fulfill their duty.
最后的结果，他们在旷野漂流四十年。
At the end, they wandered in the desert for 40 years.
除了迦勒和约书亚之外，全部都死在旷野。
Except Caleb and Joshua, all of them died in the desert.
来到教会时代亦都一样。
When it comes to the age of the church, it is the same.
在神的恩典当中，我们已经在基督耶稣里开始我们的人生。
In the grace of God, we already start our life of grace.
但如果我们没有尽当尽的责任，继续在基督耶稣里过我们的生活的时候呢？
But if we do not fulfill our duty to continue to remain in Christ,
我们必然就活在世界里。
Then we certainly will live in the world.
同世人一样过一个耶利米哀歌的人生。
Together with the other people in the world, we live a life as described in Lamentations.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一方面的真理给我们很宝贵的提醒。
Therefore, the first aspect of truth gives us a very precious reminder.
我们渴慕，我们爱慕在基督耶稣里过我们的人生。
We desire, we long to live our life in Christ Jesus.
但我们必须有我们自己当尽的责任。
But we must fulfill our duties.
第二方面的真理是什么呢？
What is the second aspect of truth?
就是当我们不在基督耶稣里的时候，
When we are not in Christ Jesus,
我们就必然活在世界里。
We certainly live in the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们人很聪明。
Brothers and sisters, people are very smart.
我们很多时候有自己的理想。
Very often we have our own ideals.
我就半个人活在基督耶稣里。
That is, I live half of my life in Christ Jesus.
半个人活在世界里。
I live half of my life in the world.
这样就好了。
Then that would be perfect.
一方面享受从神而来丰盛的恩典。
On the one hand, I enjoy the abundant grace from God.
一方面又享受世界里面的生活享受。
And on the other hand, I can have all the enjoyments in the world.
鱼和熊掌我都可以得兼。
I have both of the good things.
几咁理想。
How ideal it is.
又或者更聪明的是什么呢？
Or perhaps some people may be even smarter.
当我有困难
，When I have difficulties，
当我有挑战
，When I have challenges，
当我有冲击
，When I have hardships，
当我有缺乏
，When I have something lacking in life，
当我有病患
，When I have sicknesses，
我就嚟到基督耶稣里啦。
Then I come before the Lord Jesus Christ，
因为呢位系有恩典、有怜悯、有丰盛赐我嘅神。
Because this is the gracious and compassionate God and abundant in grace，
佢必然赐下怜悯。
He will certainly be merciful to me。
所以当我在境况的时候我就活在基督耶稣里
Therefore in such situation I will live in Christ Jesus
但当我得到恩典
But after I receive the grace
我没有艰难没有缺乏
When I am not in difficulty and I don't lack anything
我没有冲击了我没有眼泪
When I don't have hardship and I don't have tears
那段时间我就开始活在世界里就好了
Then at that time it would be good for me to live in this world
人可能真的有这样的观念和理想
People may have this kind of concept or ideal
但是圣经却不是这样讲
But it is not what the Bible says
弟兄姊妹留意刚才所读十节的经文
Brothers and sisters in the 10 verses that we just read
在基督耶稣里总共出现12次
The words in Christ Jesus appear 12 times
但是不在基督耶稣里不结果子总共出现6次
But not remaining in Christ Jesus and not bearing fruit they appear 6 times
意思是什么
What does that mean?
你一是基督耶稣里一是世界里
That means either you are in Christ Jesus or you are in the world
没有中间路线的
There is no middle ground
而且经文还有一个很清楚很清楚的提示
And also the passage tells us very clearly
你一定知道你在基督耶稣里还是在世界里
You certainly know that whether you are in Christ Jesus or in the world
我们不会不知道的
It's not possible that we don't know
为什么呢
Why?
因为在基督耶稣里的时候呢你是连于葡萄树上的枝子
Because when we are in Christ Jesus We are the branches that remain in the vine
代表着我们与神有一个亲密无间的关系
It represents an intimate relationship with God
不单止这样
Not only that
会结出生命的果子
We will bear the fruit of life
有仁爱喜乐和平
We have love joy and peace
有忍耐恩慈
we have patience and kindness
有良善信实
we have goodness and faithfulness
有温柔节制
we have gentleness and self-control
因为有这些生命的果子的时候呢
because when we have this fruit of life
我们的生活一定不一样
then our quality of life is, should be different
一定活在圣洁光明当中
we should live in holiness and light
不单止这样
not only that
当冲击来了
when hardship comes
当挑战来了
when challenge comes
我们有足够的生命的能力
we have sufficient strength of life
有从神而来的爱
we have the love from God
有从神而来的帮助
we have the help from God
有从神而来的安慰
we have the comfort from God
有神的保守和顾念
we have the protection and care from God
能够胜过我们所面对挑战的环境
so that we can overcome the challenging situations in front of us
所以一个在基督耶稣里的人
therefore when a person is in Christ Jesus
从他和神之间的关系
from the relationship of him with God
从他生命的流露
from the manifestations of his life
从他生活的模式
from the way he lives
他一定会知道自己在基督耶稣里
he will certainly know that he is in Christ Jesus
在世界里呢
where if he is the world
截然不同的表现
it is a totally different kind of manifestation
成为离开葡萄树上的枝子
they become branches that are away from the vine
神的关系严重的疏离
The relationship with God is very distant
不单止这样
Not only that
他成为枯干的枝子
He becomes a withered branch
什么叫做枯干的枝子呢
What is a withered branch
什么都没有
It has nothing
没有真理
There's no truth
没有圣洁
No holiness
没有公义
No righteousness
没有仁爱
No love
没有平安
No peace
没有喜乐
No joy
没有感恩
No thanksgiving
没有盼望
No hope
因为他已经枯干了
He becomes a withered branch
他已经离开了生命的源头
It has already departed from the source of life
更加可怕是什么呢
But what is more dreadful
扔在火里烧了
They are being cast off to the fire to be burned
意思就是活在这个世界上
It means that when they live in this world
已经不能够荣耀神
They can no longer glorify God
已经失去了一个基督圣徒应该有的用 用处。
They have lost the use of being a Christian saint.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我哋讲喺基督耶稣里嘅时候咧
，Therefore, when we talk about remaining in Christ Jesus,
定喺世界里咧
，or whether we live in the world,
从我哋同神嘅关系
，from the relationship with God,
从我哋生命嘅流露
，from the manifestations of our life,
从我哋生活嘅模式
，from the way we live,
从我哋面对挑战嘅时候，我哋所流露嘅力量
，from the strength that we show when we face challenges,
反证咗件事
，it will reflect one thing.
究竟我系基督里定喺世界里
？Whether we are in Christ Jesus or in the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋其实唔难去分辨嘅。
Therefore, it is not hard for us to differentiate.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋真系有真理
，brothers and sisters, if we truly have the truth,
我真系活喺基督耶稣里。
If we truly live in Christ Jesus,
你去到任何一间教会
，then no matter which church you go to,
你好快就知道依间教会喺基督里定喺世界里。
Very quickly, you will find out whether this church is in Christ or in the world.
当你遇到一个牧师传道
，when you encounter a pastor，
好快你就知道佢喺基督耶稣里定喺世界里。
Very soon you will find out whether he lives in Christ Jesus or in the world。
但系更加重要咧。
But more importantly,
我哋系省察自己。
We examine ourselves.
我今日究竟喺基督里定世界里
？Today, whether I am in Christ Jesus or in the world.
如果我同神嘅关系出咗问题
，If there is a problem in the relationship，
我嘅生命出咗问题
；If there is a problem in my life，
我嘅心怀意念出咗问题
；If my mind and my heart has got a problem，
我嘅生活出咗问题
；If the way I live has got a problem，
有件事我哋必须知。
There is something we should know.
在这段时间
during this time,
我已经活在世界里
I already live in the world.
我们唯一的出路是什么呢
What is our only way out?
靠着神的恩典
through the grace of God.
重新去回基督耶稣里过我们的人生
We come back to Christ Jesus to live our life.
我必须提醒弟兄姊妹，也都提醒自己
I must remind you, brothers and sisters, and myself.
在整个人类历史当中，直到如今
throughout the entire human history.Until now,
从来没有一个人在基督耶稣里过人生会后悔的。
There is no one who regrets about living in Christ Jesus.
绝对没有一个。
There absolutely no one.
如果我一生一世真是活在基督耶稣里的。
If I truly remain in Christ Jesus all the days of my life,
只有感恩无尽。
We only have an abounding thanksgiving.
唯有我们的人生几时会后悔
？When will we have regrets in our life?
就是我曾经活在世界里。
That is.Once I lived in the world,
而带来一些不能够改变或者挽回的后果
There are consequences that can't be changed or restored.
这个是很悲哀
This is very lamentable.
所以弟兄姊妹，第二个真理真的给我们很宝贵的提醒
Therefore, the second aspect of the truth gives us very precious reminder.
不在基督耶稣里必然在世界里
If you are not in Christ Jesus, then certainly you are in the world.
截然不同的人生
It's a totally different kind of life.
第三方面呢
What is the third aspect?
我们不单止在基督耶稣里
Not only should we remain in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣何等的爱我们
Brothers and sisters, how much the Lord Jesus Christ loves us.
常在基督里的词汇总共出现12次
The words about remaining in Christ appear 12 times.
弟兄姊妹，不要说流传到长气
Brothers and Sisters, don't say that I'm long-winded.
没人长气得过神啊。
No one is more long-winded than God.
常在基督里竟然出现十二次。
Remaining in Christ, these words appear 12 times.
点解啊
？Why？
点解讲完又讲
？Why does he repeatedly tell us this？
因为神希望我哋。一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我们
Because God hopes that all the days of our life goodness and love will follow us
因为神很清楚知道
Because God clearly knows this
几时活在世界里
Whenever we live in the world
就是人生痛苦悲哀的开始
It is the starting point when we have suffering and hardship
当我们常常活在基督耶稣里
If we constantly remain in Christ Jesus
就是大卫的见证
As testified By David.
一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
神今生使人受苦
God is not willing for us to suffer.
神更加不希望他所爱的人受苦
God also does not willing that those whom he loves suffer.
是唯一的出路呢就是基督耶稣里。
But the only solution to this is in Christ Jesus.
所以主耶稣讲了十 12次。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us 12 times.
還有一個原因為何主耶穌要講12次呢?
There is another reason why the Lord Jesus Christ has to tell us 12 times.
因為神知道我們人性軟弱的一面。
Because God knows the weakness of human nature.
好像聽到却不是真的听到。
We seem to have heard it, but we did not truly hear it.
好像看到，却不是真的看到。
We seem to see it, but we do not truly see it.
好像得到，却不是真的得到。
We seem to have received it, but we did not truly receive it.
哦，这个是整个人类历史的悲哀。
This is a lamentable situation of mankind.
所以神花了1600年同人讲说话。
Therefore, God spent 1600 years to speak to us.
将66卷圣经记载在我们今天手头的圣经当中。
There are 66 books in the Bible that we have today.
神就是知道我们很难在一时之间去
God knows that we cannot grasp everything in an instant.
所以他讲完又讲。
Therefore, he tells us repeatedly.
有一个这么爱我的神跟我连续讲12次这番话。
There is a God who loves me so much to tell me 12 times about this truth.
因为他了解我们人性的软弱。
Because he knows the weakness of human nature.
很多时候我看到一些人活在水深火热当中。
Because when I see some people living in dire situations,
我知道他们的出路。
I know their way out.
但我的爱心只能够讲完一次。
But the strength of my love could only enable me to tell them once and then again.
但是讲到四五六七次的时候呢我就会在那里停了在那里。
But if I have talked to them 6 or 7 times, I would stop there.
就是听的可以听。
And those who listen, they can listen.
不听的任他不听。
If they don't listen, let them be.
但是主耶稣不同。
But the Lord Jesus Christ is different.
他没有放弃。
He did not give up.
十二是完全的数字。
12 is a number of completion.
如果延伸出去的话呢
If we extend this,
可能神在我们一生当中不断提醒是多少次呢
How many times has God reminded us throughout our life?
144,000 次。
Or perhaps 144,000 times.
所以现在弟兄姊妹不用奇怪。
Brothers and sisters, don't be surprised.
如果我真是一个属神的人。
If I am someone who belongs to God.
当我有行差踏错的时候。
If I have done something wrong.
当我有软弱的时候。
If I have weaknesses.
当我有失败的时候。
If I fail.
当我在世界里的时候。
If I am in the world.
这位为羊舍命的好牧人。
This good shepherd who gave himself his life for his sheep.
仍然透过不同的方式。来提醒
Through different ways, he reminds us.
来劝勉，来引导
He exhorts us. He guides us.
弟兄姊妹，我们这样看这三方面的真理就很有意思了。
Brothers and sisters, in this perspective, it is very meaningful to look at these three aspects of truth.
一方面，在基督耶稣里是神的恩典。
On the one hand, it is by grace that we are in Christ Jesus.
也都是人的责任。
It is also a duty of man.
第二方面呢
The second aspect.
不在基督耶稣里就必然在世界里。
If we are not in Christ Jesus, then we are certainly in the world.
第三方面是什么呢?
The third aspect.
神因着丰盛的慈爱。他盼望我们常在基督里。
Because of the abundant love of God, he hopes that we constantly remain in Christ.
不是曾经在基督里。
Not only once we were in Christ.
不是曾经有几年在基督里。
Not only for a few years we were in Christ.
是要每日在基督里。
But every day we are in Christ.
常在基督里。
We are constantly in Christ.
因为唯有掌握这三方面的真理的时候呢
Because only when we grasp these three aspects of truth.
当我们在以后再开始去跟大家思想怎样能够持守在基督耶稣里呢就很有意思了。
And then in the future, we will continue to reflect how to remain in Christ Jesus. Then it's very meaningful.
如果我们没有这个动力
If we do not have this motivation,
如果我们没有这个动机
If we do not have this motive,
我们不会竭力追求
Then we will not pursue with all efforts.
除非在基督耶稣里
Unless when we are in Christ Jesus.
是我一生永恒荣耀的盼望。
It is the hope of my life.
这个是神给我的丰盛的恩典。
This is abundant grace given to me by God.
我要竭力 追求。
I will pursue with all my efforts.
享受從神而來的恩典。
To enjoy the grace from God.
我有個盼望。
I have this hope.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈愛隨著我。
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
而且將呢份恩典。
And also this grace.
帶俾我的家庭。
I can bring it to my family.
帶俾我的婚姻。
I can bring it to my marriage.
帶俾我的兒女。
I can bring it to my children.
帶俾我側邊我每一個所愛的人。
I can bring it to everyone around me whom I love.
帶俾我嘅人生。
And bring it to my life.
弟兄姊妹，我哋就向著呢個標竿直跑。
Then brothers and sisters, we will strain towards this goal.
我哋同心祈禱。
Let us pray.
慈悲怜悯的天父
Dear merciful Heavenly Father
感謝天父何等的愛我們
We thank you Heavenly Father how much you love us
再一次呼喚我們
Once again you call us
我們因信耶穌基督
Because of our faith in Christ Jesus
已經成為天國的子民
We have become people of the Heavenly Kingdom
我們是被揀選的族類
We are the chosen people
有君尊的祭司
The royal priesthood
神聖潔國度的子民
The people of God's holy nation
主啊帮助我们认识自己的身份
Lord help us to realize our identity
认识我们的人生
To realize our life
我们不再属于这个世界
We no longer belong to this world
我们不再活在魔鬼撒旦的权势之下
We no longer live in the dominion of the devil Satan
我们的心望向神荣耀的宝座
We look at the glorious throne of God
我们要活在属天的光景当中
We desire to live in a heavenly plane
主啊帮助我们
Lord help us
既然你亲自向我们讲说话的时候
Since you speak to us yourself
要我们常常活在基督耶稣里的
To remind us always remain in Christ Jesus
主你就帮助我们
Lord help us
给我们有能力竭力追求
Give us the strength to do our utmost
常在基督耶稣里过我们的人生
To pursue to constantly remain in Christ Jesus
成为见证主荣耀主的人生
To have a life which glorifies the Lord and testifies
求主帮助我们今早早上站在主面前的每一位
Help each one of us standing before you this morning
主啊帮助我们
Lord help us
同心感恩仰望祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名
Our prayer thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
Amen,
Amen.